There's a lot, even people in the barbershop is on the Twitter checking what you got to say. And they say this, that they need the industry needs somebody like 50. Who else is going to say something on what's on their mind? Everybody's scared to say what's on their mind. Don't want to say it. You know,
and talk just, about the excitement.
And just like, make it exciting.
Being like, on Twitter,
funny, like you, like, oh shit, no, he didn't say that. You know,
everybody
want
to hold hands.
Yeah. So, and people need stuff like that anyway. If you don't do it, who's gonna do it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it. You know, I say what I want.
A lot of people just.
You know, and really, how I feel. So I don't care if people. You know, everybody has a right to their own. You know, like to their own assumption of what a person's motivation is, but.
Yeah, because you don't see these industry people get on there and say, yo, I just got my dick licked. Now I'm back and shit. There you go. You go talk about
that. Yeah, but I just got my dick licked.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, come on. Who would want to say that? Like,
and then he's at the end, have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
You know, let me tell you, right? It's ill, too, because Floyd ended up in this part of the conversation, too, because, like, when I'm in Vegas, right, we run around and shit, and... He'll be like, yo, come on. He said, what you want? You want cars? You want the cars? He said, I got two everything. Right?
Yeah. He's...
I'm like, God damn, bro. What you got all these motherfucking cars for? I'm like, yo, look. We'll go places, hang out and shit. And I'm like, yo, I'm tired. Like, I'm ready to go lay down. Like, Lloyd's life is way more flamboyant than mine.
Man.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't have the energy.
To do all that, right?
Yeah, he wears my ass out. I'll be like, yo, I'm going to lay down.
Yeah, that's his nigga, a.k.a. Flamboyant.
It's just too much partying in the Vegas life. Like, we've never, like, lived through a Vegas life. They party, like, all
every
night.
Day, all
I
night.
Get a couple days. I get a day or two with him, and then I'm laying down. Like, you like,
shit's
I can't
cool,
run around with him like that.
We got my boy at Detroit 100. You know, he follows you. He loves you. He was wondering your comments on the T.I., and Tiny thing, like you stated that Tiny should take the charge.
I mean, you know what I was thinking. I'm thinking, to be honest with you, when I see it the first, I don't know the circumstances in that situation.
Yeah.
So it's really like everyone else has a right to their opinion on me. It's just my opinion at that point. And I thought, and I said, if there was a possibility she should take it, she could take it. She should.
Yeah, because
T.I. Listen, T.I. would end up. What he owe him three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up getting whatever he get for the actual charge and then have to go serve
for violation
three in a federal joint for the violation.
Mm-hmm.
And they partnered. How could you not, like, look at this. I said a lot of foul shit about my son's mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit because she pissed me off. And then during that time frame, she's acting like she's fucking crazy. But I know for a fact she would have took the charge.
Especially that I don't think they would even give her time. She probably would have got probation. She probably get probation.
But Tiny would be eligible for probation.
Exactly.
Right now.
Yeah.
If not, just a drug program.
Exactly. And she won't do no time. So.
And you don't want to put the breadwinner
behind
jail
again.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it makes all of them suffer. It makes everybody
even suffer.
The kids, because he can't provide the way they're accustomed to him provide.
One Triple H, Shay 45. We have 50 Cent on the phone, DJ Hookah, DJ Manda, Coach PR, Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter if you know you want to have some questions for 50.
And follow Twitter. I mean, how many more follows you want, 50? 5 million? You want to break the 5 million mark?
I don't even count.
You got like 3 million and change, man. That's like a cult following, man. You're not scared of that? And you're sharing
your
people personal.
People like me. Yo, check this out. Look, I'm getting ready to get off the phone, right?
Yeah.
Y'all be trying to get me stay on the telephone and shit, talk to you for hours.
You know why, right? Ratings, buddy. Come on.
Go ahead, Pip.
But tell Rob Reek this count as me being on.
Yeah, bro. We know he's gonna say it.
Fuck me.
And what's the name? I'm gonna put up photos of Floyd and his fiance on my Twitter.
Okay.
And wow.
When is that going up? When is that going up? Soon?
I'll go put it up in like, give me like, I'm going to put it up in 5 minutes.
Okay.
So everybody could go to my Twitter and check it out.
And check her out. Go on to Twitter, check her out, at 50 Cent Twitter. And also, we got to see the pictures when you're the best man, you know, in the tuxedo.
Yeah, that's going to be hot.
Yo, look, I had bought a ring.
Hot.
I bought me a ring, right?
What?
I got like a canary joint on the top. When I said I got engaged to myself this week. Earlier this week.
Yeah, I saw the ring.
Yeah, because I love me so much.
So
I can really appreciate me, all of the affection I should give myself. And
you didn't get married? I thought you was getting married this week.
I'm spending quality time with myself right now.
Okay.
And you know, I'm getting ready to be sexually active with myself.
Wait, okay. All right. Keep that to yourself right there.
Like, you know, TMI.
I feel like I'm special and I really can appreciate me in a way that I think no one else can.
Are you gonna use the ring hand or the
No. See, listen, after talking to myself for several long conversations,
this guy is crazy.
I've developed a stronger relationship with myself, and I feel like I'm all I need. And from the bottom of my heart, I truly do love me.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that love you too, Fifth.
Yeah, and I'm determined to make myself feel like I love me. So I'm going to go at all costs. I'm going to do everything it takes to make me understand that this is true love.
Now that's what I'm talking about, man.
So are you gonna play some R&B music, some slow jams?
He's going to play Down On Me. That's what he's going to play.
No, I'm going to pay me. You know what? Down On Me is smoking high. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hot as shit ever, man.
This is a public service announcement. If you think you don't like Jeremiah, change your mind.
It is hot, son. I can't believe this record. This record is fire, son.
You know, we're getting into it.
You know we're getting into that. And before you leave, Fifth, can you give Mad Dog a birthday shout out? His birthday today, man.
Serious?
Man, fuck.
Yeah, happy morning, Mad Dog. You quiet.
Yo, everybody
there?
Going in today, huh?
Yo, you're not the only one that said fuck Mad Dog today, too, man.
Yo, listen, look.
He said fuck Mad Dog. Fuck your
that
birthday, Mad Dog.
Who kid?
Yipes.
Yo, Mad Dog, give me some money.
Yo, I got you, man. The brown bag is there.
The brown bag is there. You know I fuck with you, Mad Dog. You my kind of nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga right here is grimy for real.
Izzy.
I give up, man.
I fuck with you, man. Happy birthday, man.
Pow. Good looking, man.
Pow. I need some free tickets, so, you know, anybody got tickets for 50 for football
games?
He's
about to hang up.
I got him. He's hanging up.
See, that's the part that I really don't like. The free part. You need tickets? I can get you some tickets. Look, I know some niggas that's scalping them.
No, they send them to me, and I say I'm going to give it to you.
Word.
Hey. I go to the games because you don't go to the games.
Yeah. But I'm gonna go ahead and run, y'all. I get up with y'all, but they can check out my Twitter. I'm gonna put the pictures of I got pictures of her and pictures of them together, and I'm gonna show them the ring Needy got.
Definitely. Ooh,
so in the wow. ring too. Okay, the $1 million ring.
Pow.
No. This is the other ring. Yeah, this is the $1 million ring. The baby mother with the three babies got.
Oh, okay, I'll
think. I told him he gotta get that shit back.
he didn't get it back yet?
No, man. And she went and tried to sell it. So the jeweler out there called.
Wow.
You can't buy a diamond like a diamond that's $1 million stone. It's just flawless.
Yeah, once you
and
go to
they looking at it, they like, yeah. No, we know where this came from.
Exactly. Wait, hold on. This is too much money for us to give you. Somebody big got this ring for you. Or
yeah,
you stole
as
it.
You bring it there, like they're gonna be like, yo, we know who this is.
Yep.
That's fucked up, man. Shout out to the ghost of Ja Rule trying to call up here. We were talking about ghosts all morning. What should we tell the ghost of Ja Rule, 50, before you disappear?
I'm always there when you call. Always on time.
You know he got a new song out, right?
Yipes.
Pick him up, was it? Your man down, pick him up?
Yeah, but y'all need to let up off a job, man. All
I tell right, who well. Can stop it, man.
Well, I'm you, PR. Don't even play yourself.
Thanks, Fifth. Well, we love you, man.
Peace, baby.
All right, man. I'll holler at y'all.
All right, man. 1-888